I forgot this is not dress rehearsal tonight. Thank you, everybody. This is Last Man Laughing. Probably not the only Last Man Laughing. We are, we just got kicked off the website again, damn it. And there is a lot of glitches out there, a lot of technical snafus, but we're trying to garnish that as much as we can here. But yeah, this is Last Man Laughing, a new series that's a one-off that seems to be taking place. A time of world calamity as the world is spinning, grinning, and slowly treading into a oblivion in some cases, but a lot is happening tonight. And I have stayed true to my vow to be with you every night until we get to the election. So, so hopefully everyone can hear me okay. I think we should fix that now. Here, let's try this. There we go. Is this better? Okay. So hopefully everyone can hear me. Yeah, we're having some issues here, but who's not? Who's not having issues out there? Who's having just a swell of a time? As we are now seeing the weekend of false flags here, as we go into the Halloween holiday, just days away, which I haven't given away my present yet. Or my costume, rather, which is a present to the world. But I have not said what that's going to be. But you might find out Monday. You might find out Monday. Anyways, we are broadcasting right now live on Rumble, Dean Ryan TV, Real Deal Media Tonight, and The Real Dean Ryan. We're giving it another shot, another go, as earthquakes are happening currently. Anyways. So this just happened here. We're going to do some news headlines because a lot is happening right now all over the world. We might have some people pop in, pop out. But before I go, I will say that we will be doing a members only after party tonight following this broadcast, roughly 90 minutes from now. 90 minutes from now, you will know more about that. Members, check your emails. But that's what I wanted to get across. So anyways, this is happening right now in South Korea in this weekend of false flags. Something seems to be transpiring. And if you haven't heard about this, South Korea now, over there in South Korea, droves of revelers leave area after a deadly soul crush. Can you believe this? Another situation, just like we saw on July 4th, where a man was driving straight through crowds and just mowing people down indiscriminately. The same has just taken place in South Korea. Well, here's a little video from CBS, Colombian Broadcasting, although they're based in the United States. Let's see what they have to say about it, because the summer of PSYOPs may have ended, but the autumn, fall, and the Halloween PSYOPs, well, they seem to have just begun. Check this out.
Start with that breaking news out of South Korea, where a Halloween event in the nation's capital turned deadly. Here's what we know right now. At least 146 people were killed, and at least 150 others are hurt after a crowd of young people celebrating Halloween got trapped and then crushed inside a narrow alleyway. It's one of the worst disasters to hit South Korea in years. Here now is CBS2's Will Ripley on the scene.
Arriving here, we got the stunning news from the fire officials who have been responding out here, about 900 or so police and firefighters here on the scene. And the news is just about as bad as we could have imagined. I was walking past people in Halloween costumes on the phone, absolutely sobbing, calling their family members to let them know that they're okay. This is the Itaewon nightclub district in Seoul. It is iconic for among other major holidays, Halloween. People fly in from all over the region here in Asia to come here to celebrate Halloween. There was a Halloween party, and apparently some sort of an incident happened. People fell down. It's being described in local media as a stampede, but people essentially were crushed. They fell, and people raced out into the street. A lot of the streets here are very, very densely packed. There were tens of thousands of people out here. And the videos on social media showed people in costume lying on the ground, not moving, suffered cardiac arrest. Others were taken to area hospitals. They've had to open up extra hospital beds. You have the president of South Korea. He convened an emergency meeting of of his disaster management team. They have a disaster management medical team on scene here now. So this is a federal incident. Undoubtedly got to be one of the worst that they've seen here in Seoul in quite.
Some wild stuff, isn't it? So this is happening in South Korea as we speak for their Halloween festive time of the year. You know, we've always wondered what are the false flags that are going to be occurring the closer we get to the U.S. elections. We're often wondering, we're begging the question and looking high, looking low, and searching for that answer as soon as possible. So that seems to be taking place. Now, in other news, is I've been monitoring everything. We have Elon Musk, who has literally taken the world by the Twitter horns and has declared his entrance into the Twitter building today, kicking everybody out, reinstating some of the greatest hits and oldies, golden oldies of yesteryear. Elon Musk has now made his way into the building. Here's a little teaser of what I'm talking about, and he posted this hours ago. This is what it looks like. Check this out. Okay, thank you very much, Elon Musk. Yeah, so he's taken over. And a lot of people are not happy about this. I know, surprise, surprise. Well, you have Robert Reich, who reeks of the Clintons from the 1990 leftovers. Well, he's saying the following. I mean, he's Mr. Liberal, Mr. Open-minded, Mr. I love cultural Marxism, Mr. I'm a fascist with a mustache. Here he is. Here's Robert Reich of the third and fourth, said, "We just witnessed a hostile takeover of Twitter by the richest man in the world who regularly tries to silence critics. This is absolutely what an oligarchy looks like." No, Robert Reich, you dirty POS, you. No, you want to know what an absolutely oligarchy looks like? It's for the Clinton slave owners that you have worked for and deceived the American people in the world. You little S stain who seems to be still alive and needs to be just batted down like a little fly on a windshield. You just decrepit POS that needs to be just a glue factory is not good enough for that guy. But you see a lot of these kind of talks all over the place. Now, here's to further the point. This is what this little relic of the past, Mr. Reich, this is what they're saying right now. Here's another echo narrative that seems to be brewing across the interwebs. And per usual, I have a thing or two to say about it. Well, here's what he's saying here. There's Robert Reich again, my favorite pinata. Yeah, look at him saying the following, saying, Google permanently banned Fox News host Dan Bongino from spreading the COVID misinformation. Twitter permanently deplatformed Trump. DirecTV is dropping AON or OAN. Comcast, Charter, AT&T, and every other cable company can drop Fox too. We can win this. Look at this little fascist Nazi bastard that if I ever see him, I'm going to break his nose into five pieces, and then I'm going to call everybody to celebrate. Look at this guy. Oh, deplatform Trump. Well, guess what, Robert Reich? Robert Righteous? Robert Reeks of Clinton's? The shoe's on the other foot now, and we just squashed you. Robert Reich? God, you look like a little dustbin. Just a dusty, crusty old man. No offense to crusties and dusties out there, but yeah, he is evil. But this is the narrative they're now saying. And now, as the shoe's on the other foot and people are getting back their old platforms and their old Twitter pages and what have you, these people are S-ing their pants. They're running naked, scared, like headless chickens now, thinking, oh my God, the Nazis are taking over. Oh my God, what are we going to do? We have to have true diversity, and we don't know how to do that because we're a bunch of fascists who call other people as fascists. Don't you hate people that gaslight others? Isn't that disgusting? Don't you just hate getting gaslit for no reason? Huh, Robert Reich? Anyways, so that's Robert Reich, and that seems to be happening there.
See, when multiple billionaires take control of Vermont's vinyl platforms. Hey, Robert Reich, why don't you tell us, if you don't mind, how Nasty Pelosi got $40 million out of nowhere? You want to please answer that question? If you could. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Now, as I'm telling you this, in a follow-up to the arrest or the supposed domestic dispute now of Nasty Pelosi's husband, did you hear about this? It's, I believe, Jim Fetzer the other night. He called it. Boy, did he call it. And he called it well. Well, it's now coming out now. I'll share this with you, that Paul Pelosi wasn't just invaded by any hammer that was, or any jackhammer rather, that happened to have broken into his house. Oh, no, he wasn't. That was somebody else. You want to know what I'm talking about here? Well, this is just coming out now. Just hours ago, I believe our own Aaron Cates sent this to me. Let me read it to you. This is coming out of Politico. I'll read this to you first. Well, David DePape, quote, forced his way into the home through the back entrance. Now, remember that little description there when I just said that comes into play later. Let me read that again. David DePape forced his way into the home through the back entrance. Yeah, that's right. Officers arrived at the house, knocked on the front door, and were led inside by an unknown person. No description of who the unknown person is. People said it could have been a talking skeleton with a pair of dentures that don't seem to stay fit. Well, I would say so. Can you imagine what Nasty Pelosi looks like without any makeup on in the dark or with the living room ambient lighting on next to the lava lamp over there in Frisco where they are? Well, get this. They discovered Buco DePape over there, and they discovered Paul Pelosi struggling for a hammer. So let me just rewind here. We had Scott Buco DePape trying to get through the back entrance, and when the cops came in by an unknown skeletor creature, they saw the both of them struggling for a hammer, and after they were instructed them to drop the weapon, DePape took to the hammer and violently attacked Pelosi through the back entrance. Isn't that just disgusting, decrepit, and everything in between? I mean, my God. Now, as I'm telling you this, we have in other independent media news outlets, yeah, believe that or not, you wouldn't know they exist, talking about the following. Well, I'll let you read this one. This is what they're saying, what really happened here. You heard about this angle here. So here's David Buco DePape tells investigators that he and Paul Pelosi were engaging in, gay sexual relations, and an argument ensued over drugs. They hate sharing straws. Don't you see that? Pelosi's are refusing to turn over the surveillance video of their home, fueling more speculation of the homosexuality at the home. DePape has arrest in the past for male prostitution. Well, how the world turns, everybody. Like the old song says, well, if I had a hammer, I don't think I'd have sex with a male prostitute nudist. Well, those were the original lyrics, if you don't recall. I thought I'd just remind you there. Isn't that something? So Scott Buco DePape was engaged in a hammer fight with Mr. Buco DePape. Isn't that something? So that's happening there. Yeah. Where's the footage, everybody? Where's the footage? Release the footage. Now, we are on major alert right now to see what's happening this weekend as the Halloween parties ensue across the United States and the Western world, if not further than that. Are there going to be false flags? Are there going to be something that we have to worry about? Now, here's what's happening around the other neck of the woods in the U.S. We're just, 9 days away from the election here. This everything could just totally be blacked out at any given time. Your guess is as good as mine. But as this is happening, so we get past the Pelosi's and all that. Well, now Brazil is deciding, as algorithm pushes fraud. Now, before I continue here, let me just explain this. Is with Elon Musk now taking the Twitter universe and taking a hostile takeover, according to Robert Reeks of Clinton's, he's now going to have access to election frauds. Can I say that? Of 2020, where he's going to have all the secret trafficking information that the Clintons were doing with everybody. He's going to have all Robert Reeks of Clintons over there. He's going to have all his little detailed messages and everything. And they're going to reinstate the Trumps, as we tried to tell you last night on the Friday Night Rumble there on Rumble. I believe it was Dirty Q who may be joining us. We're waiting for him to arrive. But he's going to have access to all this. And we're going to see some fireworks now. Because if you've noticed, if you go to YouTube right now, go to Dean Ryan TV, if you would. You'll notice the layout of YouTube is a little different now, isn't it? It's a little bubbly and it's a little reminiscent of Rumble. Because the big change and the big switchover is about to happen now. Have you noticed this? So anyways, so here's what it is. Now we have major election happening right now in Rio de Janeiro. Now, this is important. Why is this important? Because Brazil is one of the big time players in BRICS. The big changeover of the financial system is being led by Russia, China, and Brazil and India. Brazil is a big factor here. It's one of the biggest countries. They produce some of the biggest sugar canes, oils, biggest exports they have out of that country goes to the major part of the United States. Well, after months of pitching to voters, the nation will decide now one of the Latin America's most important elections in decades. Oh, yes. Every election right now is the most important election in decades. Picking between two of the biggest names in modern Brazilian politics and their polar visions for the country. That's right. The choice for Brazilians is whether to give President Jair Bolsonaro a second term, emboldening and empowering him to carry out a, quote, far-right mandate for the nation, or whether to bring back President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and return to Brazil to a leftist track because communism is so popular. What a ass-backwards country that is. What an ass-backwards country. But then again, I'm sure they say that about the United States. So yet the stakes are for higher than simply contest between the left and right. It's a lot higher stakes than just that. The election carries out major consequences for the Amazon rainforest. Yes, remember, the rainforest is dying. They say they're knocking it all down. I mean, we all saw that wonderful movie called Fern Gully. We know how this one ends, which is crucial to the health of the planet, they say. Yes, as Captain Planet told us. So that's happening there. So yeah, eyes on Brazil as we just kind of just flush out all the Pelosi's and look to see what's beyond that. Now, that's happening. Now, there is this happening with Moscow. Yes. They're saying that Moscow is now halting all grain deals after a warship hit. Oh, isn't that something? We're going to get to that in a second. But yes, what is Russia doing? And then as I'm asking you this, I'm going to bring up the following too. Iran, and Israel. They're going to be coming up here after. And then I'm going to tell you what Roger Stone sent me in my message just hours ago. He was going to be joining us tonight, last minute, but it's late. We're a late night show. He's East Coast. I'm going to try to get him on tomorrow. And I also have James Martinez, who's going to be joining me, I want to say tomorrow. Don't hold me to it because we're working with so many different time zones right now. James Martinez is in France. He's on his way to Switzerland, where he has some just dastardly information he wants to share with the Real Deal Media audience around the world as he's trying to save the United States as we speak and get us on to cold fusion, everybody. It's the answer to the green Nazis. It's the answer to the climate fraudulent change. Can I say that? I don't know how you disguise that. So James Martinez will be joining us very, very soon, probably tomorrow, if not Monday. So around that time as well, I'm going to get Roger on as soon as possible. But let me tell you about some of these things first, too. Okay, so Russia is now suspends Ukraine grain deal after attack of the Sevastopol naval base. Oh, yeah, this is happening as we speak. here, look at the following, see what I'm seeing so you understand how this one works. And if you did wear a Halloween costume tonight, if you haven't figured out who my costume is, I guess, because I'm going to wear another one Monday. I'm supposed to be Mr. Saturday Night Fever. Nobody even guessed that one. You didn't get that one? I was supposed to be John Travolta a little bit, or AKA Bee Gees. Okay. All right. I'll have a better one Monday, but I'm just letting you know. I'm giving you some hints. Okay. So anyways, before I bring some a special guest here, a man who I wish I was wearing my garlic necklace, but he's going to be joining us in a second. So this is what's happening in Russia. I'm going to put this on the screen here. They're now getting attacked. The naval base, everything. Everybody's wondering what the hell's going on. Well, so are we. There it is. Russia spends Ukraine grain deal after attack of the Sevastopol naval base. Move comes after assault by airborne underwater drones and which flagship may have been damaged. Wait a minute. Tell me more. Okay, will do. Well, that's right. Russia has said it will pull out of the UN brokered grain deal export deal after the dramatic attack of the Ukraine airborne underwater drones on its Black Sea naval base. Early hours of the Saturday morning, social media showed footage of the explosions near in the Crimean harbor. Russian Defense Ministry attack was 9 unmanned aerial vehicles, 7 autonomous sea drones. Okay, take note of that. 9 unmanned ships and drones. Remember, all these little gray things we see on the maps, those aren't always China. We don't know who those are. We don't know who those are. And they're attacking Russia as they're trying to provoke this World War III to go to the next level. So that's Russia for you. Now, what about Iran? What about Iran? Well, remember we told you about Iran and we said that there is a disenfranchised minority of women that are getting raped in the streets, batoned on the head, and then totally savaged throughout the streets of Tehran, Iran. Now, here's what's happening, because we understand not all of it is organic. We understand that the Central Intelligence Hollywood Department loves to infiltrate those, exploit it, and polarize it to then push and manage a uprising of their preference, of their flavor. So here it is right here. The Iranian guard now warns protesters, today is the last day of riots. There it is. I know him. He sold me a watch, this guy. It's Qassem Soleimani. There it is. The head of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard has warned protesters that Saturday would be their last day of taking it to the streets, and the clear sign that security forces may intensify their already fierce crackdown of widespread unrest. Now, isn't that something? Let me just put that out of here. We told you. That's why we covered the Iranian woman situation. You know, somebody was complaining about it or had some conjecture, which is totally fine and cool. No big sweat. But I was trying to explain the reason why we have to cover these social issues, even the ones in India right now, is because they're taken by foreign adversaries of that country. They put a puppet actress woman to head it and spearhead it so they can manage the uprising, the way the CIA and Operation Gladio and all these things work. Do we see how this one works? Now that's happening in Iran. We told you first, what was it, 3 weeks ago? And it's happening. You heard it here first. So that's happening in Iran. Now, here's another one. This is incredible. Arab Israelis could block Netanyahu's return. Well, isn't that just fine and dandy and kind of surprising and shocking, stunning and everything in between? Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. War Criminal, Mr. I blackmailed Bill Clinton throughout the 90s because I secretly recorded his sex phone recordings and phone calls with not just Monica Lewinsky, just anyone who would just talk to him on the phone. Yeah, I reported on that for 21st Century Wire 7 years ago now. I was one of the first to tell you about that. And Epstein in 2015, I was one of the first to tell you about that as well. Now it's coming to a just full throttle standstill. Here's coming out of Israel. Israel, remember, is the last to fall. First to decry and demoan, unfair. Well, Arab Israelis could block Netanyahu's return. This is why they might stay home instead. Israel braces for yet another election on November 1st. Isn't that interesting? Less than hours away, much of the focus has returned to the voting bloc. Palestinian citizens of Israel, the disenfranchised, there's one of them, though they only make up 1.9 billion people, are about a fifth of the country's 9 million strong. Palestinian citizens of Israel, quote, the Arab Israelis are widely seen as the key to breaking the entrenched political deadlock and preventing right-wing war criminal Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving leader, from regaining power. Yeah, that's happening right now. And I'm telling you, if he gets in there, there's going to be another bigger war. And they're going to go to war with Iran. If Benjamin Netanyahu gets into that presidency and that prime minister over there, over Israel, you're going to see a huge full-on war with Iran, meaning China's going to back Iran and provide them the weaponry. And NATO and the UN are going to back Israel, or the US is, limp-wristed style. Okay, finally, this is something interesting. In fact, I'm going to wait on this one here. I'm going to talk about DeSantis Trump, and I'm going to talk about Roger Stone sent me just hours ago. But to speak about kind of the geopolitical realms of this, the importance of the Israeli vote, Brazil maybe, and BRICS, how is that going to affect BRICS, is our very own dirty Q, all the way from Transylvania here, as I'm Mr. Saturday Night, in case you haven't figured that out. I'm Mr. Saturday Night. And yes, that is all real right here. That is all real. There's no installed man fur. That is 100% organic. Okay, let's see here. Dirty Q, welcome to Last Man Laughing on this Halloween weekend. And whoa, you've never seen you in light before. Look at you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yes. Now, Dirty Q, before we get into the festive geopolitical nature of the world right here, how often have people who are watching this tonight seen a vampire and a Mr. Saturday Night together before?
Not very often. I don't come out of my coffin very much.
But, no, you don't. And, you know, I'm just, you know, just dancing here like this.
I find myself kind of hungry. Okay. What blood type are you? Just a random.
Okay, moving on here. Thank you. Let's get into it, Dirty Q, before I start really dancing the discotheque here tonight. But let's get into what I just read here in the news here. We have BRICS in Brazil literally on the brinks of just collapsing if Decerno does not get back into power of Brazil. Where does that leave BRICS? Because Brazil is a huge factor in all this.
It is a huge factor, but I don't think it'll be the end of BRICS just yet. There is talk that BRICS won't last. At the moment, I think it's still going to be around for a little bit longer. There's still a use for BRICS in the grand scheme of things.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. And somebody said, well, let me just, John McBride, who if for him it's Halloween every night, he's saying, don't let the sun hit you dirty. Yes, that's true. Be very careful. We don't want to see you disintegrate.
I've got some good cover. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, John.
Okay.
John, what blood type are you, John?
You know what? He doesn't have any blood. It's all gone. Okay. Now let's talk about, I wanted to ask you about Elon Musk. As you saw earlier, Elon Musk is going into the Twitter office. What do you think he's going to discover now in the inboxes of all the world elites here? Is this the beginning of the end of the people like Robert Reeks of Clinton's, as Elon Musk has the keys to the city now and he kicked everybody the hell out of that building? How big is this?
It is huge. And just let that sink in. Just let it sink in. He has now totally changed the face of Twitter. It is no longer the tool that it's been used for all these years. And all of a sudden, it's the opposite of what it used to be. It is a massive move in the grand scheme of things. And I applaud Elon. Although I do hear other things about Elon, but I applaud what he's done with this.
Applaud what he's done. Now, since you're here, I want to ask you about Russia. Russia just got attacked, as you heard earlier, as I reported. They just got attacked by, what is it, 9 unmanned ships in drones out of nowhere?
Yeah,
what gives you, who's attacking Russia? Is it the NATO forces? Or here's the plot twist. Is it China? Indeed, because they might seem buddy-buddy to a degree on the world stage, but let's face it, China wants to be the only superpower left, backed by the WEF. Do they not?
Yes, true, but I don't think it's China. And I'm going to rule out China because I still hang on to the alliance between Xi, Putin, and Trump. I'm hanging on to that one, but that makes us, we now have to think, who else has that sort of weaponry? Who else has unmanned drones in the water? That's not something exactly. That it's not something that a small country is going to have. It's quite high tech, so doesn't leave many countries to blame it on.
No, not at all. Here's somebody that says something. This is in regards to Pelosi. Do you want to comment on this? Because we have an insider named Liz Marchant who said, according to the news, they were fighting over one hammer. You want to comment on that? What hammer were they fighting? And, you know, look, we heard that the Pelosis were long ago put to pasture. Is this a false flag? Because I don't know anyone who's a male escort that gets arrested within seconds. They know, oh, by the way, he didn't believe the election results of 2020. Oh, and he's an anti-miracle jabber. What are the odds? What the hell is that story truly about? Because I have an idea.
Well, I think that Jim Fetzer nailed it. I think it was one of his male escorts that had a problem that night. And look, you can see that they're just trying to spin this so that it becomes something on their argument, you know, something to prop up their own argument. You know, it's a MAGA guy and all that. It most definitely wasn't a MAGA guy. The guy was he was living in a liberal area of California. Everything about him was not MAGA, but they're trying to spin that anyway. This is going to come back and bite Paul Pelosi in the ass big time.
Indeed it will. Let's get this here. I want to read this news story, Dirty Q, and I want to get your take on it. This is coming from Roger Stone, who was going to be with us tonight. I might do something with him tomorrow with James Martinez. But I want to tell you about this story, and I want to get your take on it. Well, there's Roger's. Well, that's not his costume. I don't know. He's going as Plain Man this year. Well, get this, Dirty Q. Roger Stone said the following. Former Trump's advisor, Roger Stone, wants to give Florida Governor Ron DeSantis a piece of advice. And you know what that is? It's stay out of the running in the 2024 presidential election. Well, according to Stone, to run against Trump in 2024 would amount to a treachery of ingratitude. Stone posted his cautionary message to DeSantis on Telegram on Wednesday, calling for the governor, Ron De Sanctimonious, I guess that's his new name. Well, Roger Stone, who's definitely a friend of the show here, a friend of mine for roughly over 5 years now, I think. Actually, that's not true, 10 years. Well, Stone was sentenced to 3 years in prison February 2020, found guilty on seven felony counts, including lying to authorities, obstructing congressional investigation, witness intimidation. Horseshit. Total bullshit. I was with Roger in 2016. Never happened. Well, if Governor, he said, quote, if Governor Ron DeSanctimonious challenges real Donald Trump, who has made it clear that he will be a candidate in 2024, it would be the most stunning act of ingratitude and treachery in the history of American politics. Can you believe it? And he has a lot to say about that, but he is not here tonight. Now, Dirty Q, I think Roger has a very, well, just way with words, but he's absolutely right. Shouldn't DeSantis should he be behind Trump, or is he, as I initially thought, is the anti-never-Trumper vote, or is this one big ruse to have us remain in the Plato's cave? What do you see from your point of view of the Ron DeSanctimonious angle?
Well, I agree with you. He's absolutely right. Roger Stone is absolutely right. If Ron DeSantis, we all like Ron DeSantis, right? And we all like Trump. But if both of them run in the same election, then it splits the vote. And that's something that we can't afford right now. We need to have that red wave going one way, not being split up and becoming half the power that it was originally. And I think Ron DeSantis does know that. I think he's got to know that. He's been in politics a long time. So running against Trump is not going to help anybody. It's not going to help the movement. It's not going to help America sort its problems out. It's just going to be counterproductive.
counterproductive indeed. Here's some comments, questions, concerns. Dirty Q out of Australia, or are you in Transylvania? I'm not sure where you are.
But, I'm just visiting Australia at the moment. Okay. Visiting my friend. I'm Dirty V. I'm just visiting my my brother, Dirty Pete.
Dirty V. Well, yeah, you are dirty. Here's an so here's some things here. Terry Jones says, as soon as you mentioned China and Russia tonight, I got kicked off again. I'm back on now, and I had to go out and come back in. I mean, yeah, Dirty V, you know about that, going in and out of your coffin and sleeping upside down. Here's another one here. Selegio says, the rumors are true that Stuart Peters and Alex Jones will work for RDM now. No, I don't know about that rumor. That is news to me. That is news to me. Here's another one. Karen Peterson of the Peterson family says, my A-plus blood thinks it was a liar at USSA. That's an unusual blood type there, Karen. Thank you very much for sharing that.
It's my favorite. It's like a Shiraz. What year is it, Karen? What year?
Yeah, yeah. Can you hear the ducks dying in the background? Here is someone, HB Thy Name, said, very Zionist contrast to his vampire costume. Yes, it is. Yes. Here's John Boland saying, like Don Jr. said, all of the pregnant men are upset with Elon buying Twitter. Isn't that the case? Yeah. Isn't that the case?
I think it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious.
It certainly is. Yeah, a lot of people love the Dirty V costume. That one. Okay, here is Lori Andrews, who's saying, so they were both in their underwear. Is she talking about us? Because I don't... Oh, right now, no. I can't say I'm not. That's not the case. Are you in your underwear only?
Okay. No.
Well, don't stand up too fast. Yeah, we're not on that. We seem to be okay. Here's a good question. This is from Anne Rodriguez, who says, didn't Saudi join BRICS? Dirty V, you want to talk about that? Where is Saudi Arabia? Because they're joining forces with Iran as we speak, which is so unheard of. It's like you know, people in Alabama and like New York City, Manhattan, just coming together. It's so weird.
I don't think it was Saudi Arabia. The Eastern BRICS was South Africa, I believe. Somebody might want to correct me on that. I always forget what the S was, but I'm pretty sure it was South Africa. So yeah, I haven't heard anything about Saudi Arabia joining that just yet.
Okay. Here's Rage Against the Machine saying fuel refinery fires, food processing plant fires, flame, the new Green Deal. First paragraph says carbon is the problem, flame, human carbon footprint killing us off. Okay. Hold on.
It's a lot of flames.
We need a cigarette after that one. Whew. Thank you, Rage Against the Machine. You want to answer on that one?
No, not really. I know that there is a lot of food processing plants going down, and they are trying to work on the carbon footprint and all that. Our digital ID is the same thing. It's going to link your carbon footprint to your banking and all that sort of thing. That's already in play, by the way. We have to talk about that at some stage. That's involving a whole lot of countries all pushing the same WEF.
Definitely. Okay,
that's here's another show.
We have Lori Andrews saying, please, no, I don't do panty lines. That's something. So is he commando? Are you commando? I guess that's the other question. Karen Peterson, the Peterson family, says we're supposed to be wearing clothes and underwear. Seth Black said this was a nudist show. He would say that. Here we have Texas Ted saying a grown man should not dress up for Halloween. Texas Ted, have you seen your profile pic? You're dressing for Halloween daily, and you're kind of a weirdo a little bit.
Who sees a grown man? I'm still young.
Who says he's a grown man, too?
I lived to like 700, so, you know, I'm only 50.
Yeah. Yeah, he's John Wayne every day. Okay, and then finally, I guess this is a nudist show, somebody said. I don't even know what that is.
Who's getting nude?
Somebody said their thing was fixed. Okay. Anyways. All right. So yeah, Saudis just joined, according to Ann Rodriguez. Yes. Yeah. That is something to be watching. So anyways. Okay. So let's,
Oh blood
here. Isn't that interesting? Did you push that? Okay. Yeah, you did. I forgot about something. Anyways, before you go, cause we're going to take a quick break. In fact, you know what? Dirty V, hold tight there, okay? We're going to take a quick break, everyone, okay? We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to talk to Dirty V about what we have coming for the members tonight in his exclusive podcast that he did with Detective Cagney that you don't want to miss. We're going to get into a little teaser about what they spoke about, what he sees coming as the 10 days of darkness or the blackout. So we're going to get into all that and a bit more here at Last Man Laughing after this brief message, which you're about to see. One of Jim Fetzer's greatest and favorite songs of all time that we debuted and premiered last night. I think you'll enjoy this one. We'll be back after this message here on Last Man Laughing. Okay, welcome back to Last Man Laughing, where we're a little festive tonight. If you haven't figured it out yet, yes, I am Mr. Saturday Night. I am Monsieur Disco Fever, the whole nine. I'm dancing tonight, and I'll be dancing with the members after this little broadcast here. But tonight is brought to you by you, the Real Deal Media members. Or you can become an RDM member tonight. Just go to realdealmedia.tv/membership, where you can get exclusive access to all your favorites. All today's hits and yesterday's favorites. You can even get discounts on the fall collection if you haven't seen it. Well, the fall collection is a thing. That's right. All you got to do is go to realdealmania.tv/store in with the promo code the fall. So we are doing that actively. I'm going to get back to Last Man Laughing. We're kind of just circling around, capping off the night here before we go behind the Iron Curtain with our members only. But I'm going to bring back Dirty V, who is, well, he's a little thirsty tonight, and I think you'll see why. And if you have kids at home, get ready for a different kind of dirty that you're not used to. Dirty V, welcome back to Last Man Laughing.
Oh, thank you,
Nick. Yes. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes.
And I am a bit thirsty, to be honest.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Long well, you control. Know. Yeah, where's Mr. Texas there? Mr. Almighty, I'm greater than. Oh God, what an ass he is. Anyways, Dirty V, thank you for coming back. Let's talk about this now. We got into DeSantis a little bit. Let's just kind of rehash that a little bit, and then let's get into. Oh, that cat so, is hungry.
I apologize. It's a crow. It's a crow.
Dirty V has a pet crow in a cage. Let's get into this again. Let's get into the Ron DeSantis Trump factor, and then let's talk about what members should expect in the general public with the new latest podcast you did with Detective Cagney. Let's get into that.
Okay, let's start with Ron DeSantis. We've all been wondering whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, right? I'm hoping he's a good guy, and it's going to come out when he decides to run or not. If he runs, we know he's against the movement. If he doesn't run, then I guess he's on our side. And that's pretty much as far as we can go at this point. We need to know what his actions are. It means nothing what he's done in the past if his actions go against that.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does indeed. Okay. Let's get into now this podcast. You did a members-only podcast with Detective Cagney, which will be coming out to the general very soon as well. But tell us about it, because this is a very crucial moment with Detective Cagney, who's giving us on the ground reports from Eastern Europe, in addition to all the police headquarters that have seemed to be getting discovered even by our own very own Aaron Cates. So take us in what we should be expecting here, because you guys get into some very deep subjects here, Dirty V.
Yeah, we do. I enjoy nothing more than a great conversation with a like-minded person, somebody who knows what's going on beneath the surface, is able to join the dots in an intelligent way. And we are able to sit down and have a discussion and scratch beneath what you see in the headlines and, you know, look at who's really at the top of the triangle. So hopefully it should give you guys, all the viewers out there, a bit of an insight, a little bit deeper than what you see being put towards you, being shown to you.
Yes, yes. And, I said to Dirty V the other night, I said, when I come to Australia, I'm going straight to his house, and I'm going to be killing a lot of birds when I get down there, too. I'm going to slit
just the crows
in front of their little bird family.
The crows. I've had enough of them. I really have.
I hate that. I hate that little shithead crow, whoever lives in your backyard. I hate that guy.
Moved in. Go away. Yeah.
Dirty V, thank you for coming on Last Man Laughing. I want you to hang with us, because we're going to have some fun with our members afterwards here, if that's okay. But thank you, and I hope that you get some rest tonight as you sleep upside down.
Thanks, Dean. And members, feel free to leave your blood type in the chat, and I'll be messaging you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dirty V. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. That's wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Anyways, So we want to thank you for everyone for tuning in tonight. This is kind of a little update. I'm going. So somebody asked me if I had the audio of Paul and Nancy's house. No, I don't. Jeffrey Oaks. No, but I'd love to hear it. Maybe I'm going to look for that. Thank you. I didn't know about that. A lot going on. But anyways, we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here. And Dr. Dean needs to learn his animal noises. Well, okay. Okay. Ranger Peterson from the Conservatory of Animals, Exotic and Wild. And Blue Sky says, I knew that bird was getting on Dean's nerves. Oh, well, it's not hard to do when you're doing a live show. Here's Terry Jones saying, did you notice that the FDA has now found two or three more blood types that blood types than the ones we always had? Seems like the miracle jabs have changed a lot of people's blood type. Yeah, Terry Jones, that could be true. So Dirty V needs to be very careful, and he's very thirsty. So we got to be very, very careful. So anyways, okay, so here's what we're going to do. And yes, Melanie Calvert says that bird was annoying. You think? I mean, can you imagine having to live there and hearing that little bastard just cry like a Gerber baby all night? God, I would smash his little head with a wine bottle if I was there. Okay, anyways. Yeah. Anna Rodriguez says, the crows are hungry for political blood. Yes, they are. They're Australian too. So anyways, we're going to get out of here. I want to invite our members to check your emails. As I'm going to be dancing with everybody after the show tonight, backstage. We're going to do some disco, Mr. Saturday Night stuff. It is a Halloween weekend. Also, I may be doing this again Monday, but I vow to do a show every single night until we get to the election, everybody, because every day is so critical right now and one of the most important times in the news cycle, but most important times in history of how the West is going to be won or how the West is going to be lost. So we're going to definitely be finding that out the closer we get to the election. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And yes. Yeah. The crow. Yeah. Yes. Thanks for tuning in to everyone for tuning in tonight. And I will see members. Hold tight. I'm going to see you shortly now in just a momentarily, just a dozen moments here. So till the next time, I'm Dean Ryan saying thank you for tuning in and sharing a bit of your late night with all of us here at Real Deal Media's Last Man Laughing. And always remember to stay tuned and stay awake and always follow your heart. Good night, everybody.
People say I'm a life of party, cause I tell you're going to. For the mopping in life, in my heart and heartache, deep inside. My smile looks out of place. If you look close, it's easier to trace the tracks of my tears. Now inside, masquerading. Inside, my heart is fading. Never since you let me down, my smile is my makeup. I wear since my bacon with you. Baby, baby, take a good look at my face. You see my smile looks out of place. If you look close, it's easier to trace the tracks of my tears. Now sad, I'm masquerading. Never since you let me down, my smile is my makeup. I wear since my breakup with you. Take a good look at my face. You see my smile looks out of place. If you look close, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Oh,
Yeah.